please, if you have to write it down, please write it down. And before I go to that, I just want to thank you and welcome each and every one of you. Yes, what goal have you set for yourself? Great. Good morning, God Motivation. Good morning, Motivation Master. Good morning. Good morning. All the way from Tokyo, Japan. Good morning, Mr. Paul Karazi. You know, Mr. Paul Karazi is the modern-day James Bond, for those of you who don't know him. He has audio movies. I've listened to them. They are extremely good. I mean, I was simply amazed when from the first time that he came onto the show several months ago, and I listened to one of his audio movies, and I felt as though I was right there with them, and I wanted to chime into the conversation. That's how real it was. So kudos, kudos to you, Mr. Paul Karazi. And I know, Mr. Paul, please, please don't think I know I owe you a book or probably two books by now. But I appreciate you so much. God bless you. Mr. Paul, he's in Japan, Tokyo. So we got to make some things happen there. But good morning, Minister Patricia Martin, another global traveler. She just got back from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome back, welcome back. You are down there enjoying your family and having some fun. And from what I understand, meeting some very famous people. So good for you, good for you. And good morning if there's any guests in the chat room. Well, we will welcome them if they come back. So good morning, good morning. I tell you, this is an exciting morning. This is Tuesday, not quite Wednesday. Tuesday, I tell you, there's some things that we're getting ready for right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. We're getting ready for a major, major event on January the 16th down at the Science Park High School in Newark, New Jersey. That event, we're going to have Mr. Howard Scott. He's going to join us in just a few minutes. He's going to call in, and he's going to tell us all about it. Now, if you need to call in, remember, we now have an 800 number. So there's two ways to call. You can dial the normal 347-945-7991, or you can dial the 800 number 877-633-9380. You can dial either one of those numbers, and you will be able, you will definitely, if you dial either one of those numbers, you will be in the host queue. Now, if you want to speak, you would have to, again, hit your number one key. So we're going to have Mr. Howard Scott call in shortly and tell us all about that event. So, again, the 800 number, 877-633-9380. Well, I had the extreme and sheer pleasure yesterday evening at 6:30. Two great, wonderful things happened. Number one, I was living my dream. There was a young lady. I was on her radio show. I encourage you, please, to go and check out her show. She's on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Hopeful Walkenia. Hopeful Walkenia. And Walkenia is W-A-L-K-E-N-I-A. It's like walking in Kenya, but without the Y-A. So it's Walkenia, Hopeful Walkenia. It was her very first show. Go and listen, her very first show on the internet, her first internet radio show. So go and please support her. If you are interested in being a guest on her show, which I suggest you do, please inbox her on Facebook, or you can, with a name like Walkenia, I'm sure you won't find anyone else with that name, so just type it into Facebook and she will come up. Just let her know that Coach Tulis had referred you. I was her guest yesterday evening at 6:30. She's awesome. Please check her out. And we have to support each other as we want others to support also the things that you're doing and that we're doing. Also, let's see, who else do we have? Wonderful. Okay. Blog Talk Newbie. All right, I like that. Okay, so thank you, Miss Patricia, for typing in the number. Coach Lisa. Okay, no problem, Mr. Motivation Master. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I got it, I got it. So, you know, here we are with this wonderful, wonderful opportunity right here on Blog Talk Radio. Who would have ever thought that we would be here where we are today? So we did that yesterday. Also, at 9 o'clock last night on the Coach Lisa Show, I did a special segment. So, you know, like you do the special edition of the nightly news or what have you. So I did a special edition of the Coach Lisa Show, and it was a special report entitled Steps to Creating Your Dream Life. That was my special edition, Steps to Creating Your Dream Life. So many wonderful things are beginning to happen, and we got to talk about that and on another show, why that is. But today, I just wanted to give out some information about branding. How are we branding ourselves? Now, I have a teleseminar coming up. This is a four-part teleseminar where we're going in depth to help people on the in the workplace with their brand at work. The brand at work. But there's also the brand for the entrepreneur. There's many other areas where you want to brand yourself. And the type of brand that we're talking about here is a positive brand. We want to have a positive brand. And when I started out, don't worry, I'm going to get back to my other comment that I was going to make about when you find your life, what to do if you find your life in an absolute mess. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But with the positive branding, and I started out the webinar last week, and I asked everybody on the webinar, what perceptions do you have of some of the people that work around you, or the people that live around you, or people in your business or your staff? What are some of the things that you think about them? And it could be the person that's working right. What are some of the things that you think about them? What are some of the things that you think about people? And I started out by asking them that, and what impressions did they leave on you, and this and that, and we kind of went in depth on that. And then I said, okay, so now turn that around. So what impressions are you leaving on people? So since we understand what impressions, I said, how many of you know people that are, you know, obnoxious? And how do you feel about them? And how many of you know people that are really, really shy or really, really timid? Or how many of you know people that are that talk too much and take over the conversation and won't let you get a word in edgewise? All of these different scenarios, right? And they, you know, of course, was thinking about different people. I was like, good, good. Glad you got a perception of what other people, the impressions that they're leaving on you. Now, what impressions are you leaving on people? And, of course, I'm dealing with all of this my own personal self, because it's just like with preaching. The preacher has to go through it first before they can get up and really preach it. So here I am going through this for me, dealing with this personal branding. What impressions are people having about Lalisa, whether it's Coach Lalisa, Minister Lalisa, doesn't matter. But Lalisa, that's the brand. You are a brand whether you like it or know it. Doesn't matter. You don't have to know it. You don't have to like it. But you are. Just like Campbell's is a brand of, they have a brand of course soups and other things, but I'm thinking about their pork and bean brand right now. Then Van Camp has a brand, and then Bush has a brand. I'll just use those three. And I said that out of those three brands, my favorite of those three is Van Camp. By far, that's my brand that I like. And a lot of it has to do with growing up and, you know, when we were kids, and that's the brand my mother bought. And so I have a warm, fuzzy feeling about Van Camp. Now, my husband, he likes the Bush brand for whatever reason. That's his brand of beans. When he goes to the store and buys pork and beans, he's going to get Bush. When I go to the store, I'm going to buy Van Camp. Well, you are a brand. What people, when they're buying, when they're ready to buy their brand, when they're ready to buy the brand that they're looking for, are they going to pick your brand or someone else's? So, for instance, we're motivational speakers, right? Some of us are, and others of us will be at some point. And here's the thing. When a person is ready to hire a motivational speaker, what is going to make them buy your brand? Or let's just say you're a teacher and you're going out to different schools and you're trying to get yourself hired as a teacher. What is going to make that school board choose your brand of teaching, your style, okay? So that's what branding is about, and we'll talk more about that. For those of you who want to go more into detail about it, you can sign up for our webinars. I'm offering professional training and development webinars now through the new institute that I created on the web called the Career and Workplace Institute. And my tagline is webinars to success. If you can reach success in the workplace through these webinars. Okay, great. So definition of brand, you. Okay, I see that, Pat. And Patricia said, love Bush. Okay, you like the Bush beans too. Yes, I do. They are absolutely one of my favorite. And thank you, Patricia. You're so great in the chat room. She's put in there. She put in Joaquina's blogs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Check it out. I'm going to have to hire you, Pat. You are really good. I really did miss you. We want to have, yes, a positive brand on what are some of the perceptions that you have of other people. Yeah, I'd like to start what will make someone buy your brand. Absolutely. That's it. What will make them buy your brand? So we brand ourselves through so many different things, the way we talk and walk and act and the way we do things, our integrity, our character. All of these things are branding us. And you ever notice they have these brand managers, right? If you work for a big company, if you ever worked for one, you notice they actually have to pay a single person to sit there or a team of people to manage that brand to make sure that there's nothing negative being said about that brand. I remember that big scare with Tylenol, and they had to recall a lot of the Tylenol medicine. The brand was in jeopardy. The brand to Tylenol was in jeopardy. So that's when the PR people have to come out and make the brand, give it a good name again. So like with your life, I was talking earlier, and I said I would get back to this. When your life, when your brand becomes a mess, so to speak, or somehow it just needs some work done on your brand, it's not as positive as it should be. Your job, you're the brand manager. Hello. Good morning, brand managers. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. You are a brand manager. You must do damage control on your brand. You must find out what is being said about you. What are people thinking about you? And I don't mean going off the deep end, worried about every little thing people are saying. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that at all. So please don't misunderstand me. No, no, no. This is something totally different. We're talking about really being able, if you attend the webinars, you're going to be able to find out maybe why you're not getting the responses that you want with all the effort and the hard work that you're putting into something. Because maybe somehow the brand is not being properly managed. Your brand is not being properly managed. Now, you always have choices in life. There's always choices. So you have a couple of choices. And welcome guest number 2285. We're so glad you could join us. But what you really want to do so that you can participate in the chat that's going on in the chat room is that you want to take a few minutes just to register yourself and be on the show. Register, and then you can be in the you can be right there in the chat room making comments. We welcome those who are listening via the switchboard. But I am going to take your call, caller, so just hold on 1 second. I do see your hand up, so just hold on 1 second. Let me just finish this thought. But you have to manage your brand. So when your life becomes off its path, if you're not getting the results that you really felt you should be getting, you're going to assess the brand just like you would if you were working at Prudential and they were assessing one of their insurance brands, or if you we're working at, you know, I'd love to use Procter & Gamble because they are the king and queen of branding. They have almost every household product in your home is made from a Procter & Gamble brand and or one of their subsidiaries. You'd be surprised who all they own. They are that large. So you manage that brand. You get that brand back on track. You don't simply ignore it and act as though it's going to go away because it's just not worth it. It's better to manage your brand from the start. So we want to be able to help people do that. Okay, I'm going to open up this phone line. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Area code 661.
Good morning.
What's your name and where you're calling?
I don't know if it's me or not. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, every time you call in, Mr. Howard, you're on a different number. I need to know why. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm above suspicion. As my mother used to say, I'm above suspicion.
Yes, you
most
are.
Most of your listeners won't understand that language. That goes way, 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 way back. I'm old as rocks and trees and sand. So.
Good morning.
I salute you, Lalisa. You are such a powerful spirit that has matriculated to a level of consciousness that is helping so many people around not only this country, but I understand also in Japan now. So congratulations to you and your show, all of your listeners, and the spirit of Christ, which dwells in you, is just an amazing opportunity each and every morning that I get a chance to sit here and listen to you and your guests. And now I'm even doing some pecking around the keyboard here to share some of my thoughts on Word.
Yes, please do share with us. I know you have that awesome, awesome event coming up January the 16th, Sunday, at the tribute to Martin. So awesome. So tell us all about it. I can't wait.
Well, I want to share with you that first and foremost, let me just bring the spirit of Martin in just for a second here, if you will.
Sure.
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of our children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spirit. Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Yeah, Martin Luther King was such a very, very powerful spirit that came to earth to teach us how to love. It's almost got to be like second nature for each and every human being to celebrate his life and times. We do it on a minimal as it is once a year on his birthday, which is his actual birth date is on the 15th. But we'll be in Newark on the 16th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Science Park High School, celebrating his life and times, celebrating the fact that he has come here to do a job. And of course, as we all know, his work was cut short by a bullet. And that doesn't mean that he's dead. It means simply that he is now in the ground, planted as a seed, and now able to flourish as seeds do. You put a seed in the ground, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of roots go deeper in the ground, and then the branches start to come up on top of the earth. And that's what we need to be. We need to be about this whole idea of carrying his dream forward. And so we have a collection of souls who have come together as volunteers to put together a program that would suggest we reach back in time and bring forward what his message was all about. And that message is of hope for all people, not just black people, not just brown people, people of all nationalities, people of all colors, races, creeds, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics. You know, we as a people, as a race, as a human race, need to be about the business of learning more about what love is. And we can do that because we have had a person in our own lifetime that talks about love, that reached back in time to talk about Jesus and talk about what Jesus came here to do. So we are just pleased that the Spirit came and visited us with us on this year to make possible us to come together and to be about his business, his continued business of setting free the entire world, the entire nation here in America.
Wow. Wow, that is going to be an awesome event. So here we're going to be down at Newark. The event is free. There's no fee to get into the event. Correct?
Excuse me?
Right. I said this is an event where people can bring their family. They can come and just have a great time.
This is a free event to the general public. Each and every person that comes in will be able to have a seat if, in fact, you get there early. We only have 886 seats in the auditorium. We also have an atrium, which will be filled with vendors, with authors, with artists, with people who will be selling merchandise, and most importantly, those community organizations. If you are involved with a community organization and you seek to help people in the community, whether they be students, whether they be youngsters or elders. I mean, we have a full collection of people. I'm sure you're going to see some babies in carriages, and you'll see some of our brothers and sisters who have gotten up to 70, 80 years old, perhaps. So it's going to be a full day of community fun, fellowship, and education. In the morning hours, we will be having film clips about the life and times of Martin Luther King, which will be starting at about a 9 o'clock hour until about 10:30, and then the actual program will open up at 11. We'll have student talent showcase, and these are, you know, our kids who have a collective view of what God gave them, and we reach out to them to express their craft on the stage, whether it would be hip-hop, whether it would be poet slam, whether it would be dancing, R&B, gospel, you name it, it'll be on our stage. And this is a collection of people who are willing to provide their spirit with some additional flavor that they would share with us, people of all nationalities, groups. I know we have a choir coming in from Arts High School. We have a youngster who was with us in November who was about 6 years old, the most darling you want to know, a little boy who is very crafted and outgoing, even at 6 years old. And so he'll be with us. We have the three wise men who I know we have two that have already committed to being with us in our community of Newark. As you know, we have Mary Baraka, who was still waiting for his confirmation, but we have Leonard Jeffries, and we have Leonard Jeffries, and the other one is Linwood Gunther. We also have someone coming up from the Martin Luther King Commission out of Trenton, New Jersey, and we have a word in to the son of Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King Jr. III. So, you know, you never know what will happen as we get closer to the event. I know that our phones are starting to ring off the hook with people signing up. And it's just going to be a marvelous, marvelous day. And if there's anyone out there that wants to get involved, you can simply go to www.mlkstat.com. That's www.mlk, as in Martin Luther King, stat, as in fast, do it now.com. And or you can call the office. The office number is 484-684-6540. That's 484-684-6540. And we're going to have also Lalisa Williams is going to be on the stage. And with her powerful message and inspirational words, I'll certainly have a little bit of sharing myself. And we have a few new motivational speakers who I've just recently met who have the spirit of Christ living inside of them, and they're going to be be sharing with us on the stage as well. So it's a full day of fun, a full day of education, a full day of fellowship, and we're just going to continue to drive home this whole idea about love, which Martin came here to teach us how to do.
Wow. Well, that's great, and we so thank you for coming on and sharing that awesome, awesome information with us. I will be so excited to be there. I know that we're, you know, working on a couple of other things, and so you got the flyers out. The people are coming. So great, great, wonderful time. It's the best time of the year for a lot of people. They want to come out, and they want to celebrate. They want to be empowered, and they a lot of people do use Dr. King as a great symbol of taking charge of your community, taking charge of your family, taking charge of our destiny as a society. So this is going to be a great, great, great event, and I am definitely looking forward to being there to seeing all the youth, seeing the youth coming out in droves and showing off their gifts, skills, and talents, and really living out the true essence of Dr. Martin Luther King, where people are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So we're going to see the character, and we so appreciate the fact that you have labored hard and your team and others that have supported you and are in partnership with you for this event. I know sometimes these things can be, you know, can weigh heavy on us, but look at the result, the changing people's lives forever. I mean, for that, it's worth every sleepless night, every effort that has to go into it on that day to see little kids coming and realizing that they too have a dream and that they can bring that dream to reality. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm in total support. So looking forward to January the 16th. Thank you, Mr. Howard, for all that you're doing, and we pray God's strength and continued support for you and your efforts, your newspaper that's coming soon, your book, Seeds, all the work that you've done for so many people. I think every, you know, can't help but to remember how you helped me, how I looked up to you as a role model in terms of being a motivational speaker. Yes, I was looking at Les Brown, but he was way over there. I couldn't touch him. But when I saw you right there in this room just a few hundred feet away, and I could touch it, and I know that there's something magical about people being able to touch their reality. It's one thing to see someone on television and think, oh, they're great, I wish I could be like that. But it's another when they're right there in your face just a few feet away, and you can then, now you can really see it and say, wow, I can bet. So I thank God for people like you and what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much for that compliment. And certainly I give all praise to God who put me here to do something, to learn first and foremost that I do have a purpose here on life and that it's my job to make that purpose happen, to be obedient, to be disciplined, and to be giving, and to do that in such a way that, you know, I take myself out of the equation and just be about service, be about helping the next human being to understand who they really are, and then we all can have love, peace, joy, and happiness forever after. And I salute you, Lisa, of course, and look forward to your attendance and your continued development in getting all of the work done that you get done. And it's going to be a marvelous day. We're going to have a marvelous year, and I'm looking forward to working with you as we go into deeply into the school district to start to really do some work with some of those youngsters there. God bless you, and have a marvelous, marvelous day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, everyone, that was Mr. Howard Scott. You heard it. There is going down January the 16th in Newark at the Science Park High School. It's going down all day, empowerment, all day, inspiration, all day, motivation for our youth. Come, support them, watch them. Young people, they need our support. Parents, if you're listening, bring your families, bring your cousins. You may not have a family. Grab somebody else's family. This is a great time that if you don't have a family, go next door, go around the corner, Go to the next town if you have to and pick up a family of youth. Bring them there. Let them experience. You know, it's just really, it's just nothing like a natural experience. It's nothing like actually getting people in the presence of greatness, and they're going to be great men and women. And you never, never know how that child, how their life is going to be changed forever, because some things lay dormant in people. Like, they learn, and when they're like 9, it may lay dormant for 10 years. And all of a sudden, they'll spring up and be this great, wonderful person. And you're like, boy, I didn't see that. I didn't ever see that child doing anything. That kid never did schoolwork. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. If some of my teachers are still alive, when I go back to Cincinnati, I really haven't been back to the school systems there. I've only gone back to visit my family and to hang out with my mom when she was alive and to hang out with my nieces, because I was always going on the weekends. Schools are typically, you know, closed, at least, you know, up until recently, do we have all day, kind of all week long kind of schools. But can you imagine going back? I can't imagine going back to these, some of these teachers who, I'm sure they wrote me off, basically, and she'll never do anything. And some of them said that, some of them didn't, because some teachers know. Some teachers know, no, that's the one that's going to be great. Some teachers know that, though they'll never share it with you. They don't. Some teachers don't have the fortitude to tell you, young man, I know you're messing up, or young girl, I know you're a hot mess right now, but one day you're going to be the bomb. Some people can't tell you that. For some reason, they're afraid. How, or they don't know. I don't know if they're afraid, they don't know, whatever. But some people can't do it. But some teachers can, and some parents can do it. They can look at a kid and tell them, you know what, that's good. You, that's what you're doing now? One day, you're going to be the bomb. And it's true. Some of these same children right now who you're going to see on the stage there, some of the people, some of the major people that we watch on television that we think are so great, if you ever heard their story, you would be, oh, my, you did that? You know, look at those people like the Judge Browns and those various people on those shows with their big-time judge positions, you know. Some of these kids were rascals. So it's so funny. So I tell you, I live for the day that I can go into, you know, Aiken High School or Mount Healthy High or Ock. My junior high school was torn down during the riots of Dr. Martin Luther King. But so that school is no longer there, and they never did erect another school in that area. But I could go to the Woodwards, and I could go to the Hughes High Schools, and the Campbell Junior High is where I ended up going when we moved. And I'm not sure if that's still around. But even to go back to my elementary school, Millville Primary, the primary school, rather, the middle school, the elementary school where I went to, like, fourth grade, that school, I believe it's no longer there, Garfield Elementary. I remember all, and I started at Sands. And the funniest thing is to have been so horrible at school. It's so funny how I remember each and every school. I don't remember all my teachers, but I remember quite a few of them. And unfortunately, what I remember about some of them, and this is no deference to teachers, love y'all, but this is to help some teachers. What I remember about some of them is how they ignored me. And I, you know, and it could just be me feeling that way. But when I think about how well I performed in junior college, I mean literally straight A's, you know, I'm like, there is no way that that happened all of a sudden. That same brain had to be in that kid that was in the fifth grade and the third grade and the second grade. So that just leads me to believe that that probably is a whole other show to kind of talk to teachers about what they can do to uncover that in a child or to tap into that. But there is one teacher which I would have to get the roster for my ninth grade year to find out his name. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. He said to me on a math paper, probably like my highest grade in math ever, which was a C. And he put on the paper, you have potential. And I remember, I'll never forget that. Okay, it was ninth grade many, many years ago, but I'll never forget that because it was a word that I didn't know what it meant. He didn't say, oh, you're good. He didn't say, oh, you could be great. He said, you have potential. I didn't know what it meant. I knew it meant, I had it in my spirit. I felt it meant something good. In other words, I knew it wasn't something negative for somehow. But I didn't know what the word, I was in ninth grade, and I didn't know what the word potential meant. And I remember going home. I never took homework home, never, ever. That was just taboo for Lalisa because I didn't care anything about homework. That was out of the question. Never did it, never wanted to do it. But this particular was a test paper. This particular paper, I took it home to my mother, and I said to her, I was curious about that word. I wanted to know what that word meant. But by the time I got home and got to playing around and got the music on and on the way home from school, got hit on by a few dudes. You know, I didn't forgot all about that little paper, y'all. I wasn't thinking about no paper, okay? So because we had a long way from what was a nice, decent long walk from school. So all kind of stuff happened between the schoolhouse and home, all right? Just know that. So here I am. I later in life, maybe during my military days or somehow, somewhere along my life, I found out what that word meant. And I went, oh, my God. Here's this teacher. He was trying to wake me up. He did. Well, it helped because it stuck with me. And I believe that when I was out there, because that was ninth grade, so I believe that once I really started going downhill more and more, I believe it was that word that also helped me to, like, not go too far. Like, in the back of my head, I was like, but you got potential. Even though I really didn't know what it meant, I did know that it meant something good. That much I can say. But I didn't know what really it meant. And so I later learned that potential means that you can do better than what you're doing. That you have potential. You have the possibilities. You have the equipment. There's something you could do better if you wanted to. I later learned what it meant. And so when he didn't say, Lalisa, you have the potential for greatness, or you have the potential to be an A student in math, though I became an A student in math. He just said, you have potential. So I took that as coming from a math teacher versus my social study teacher or the science teacher or the English teacher. I said, now here, this is coming from the math teacher. And so just words can encourage. That's really what I want to drive home. Just know, people, that the words you're saying to young people, you're either destroying them or you're creating or you're building them up. Your choice. Your choice. Ah, there you go. Your choice of words. Just know that. You're either destroying or you're building. You're either giving them an anchor for them to hold on to when things go wrong, or you're basically dropping them over the side of a ship into a deep, dark sea just by your words. Because here's a person, he didn't know what he was saying to me, how it was going to change my life. Now, I wish I could find him to share this with him. And I'm sure, he probably at the time was probably trying anything he could, because he saw, I used to come to school having, gotten high and just a lot of crazy things. And so he probably was like, you know what, let me do something to snap this girl into reality. So I thank God for people like that, Professor. But I do plan to go back to Cincinnati, Ohio, and share with some of the schools there. But I'm sure that for some teachers it would be a shock, because some people do slate you. Remember that your brand, my brand that was left with those school teachers was that pretty much just give up on her, no hope. First of all, they probably said to themselves, my 7th, 8th, and 9th grade teachers and all of them, they probably said, she won't graduate high school, which I didn't. They probably said that, and then they probably said, she won't have a good time in life. But here I am today with all of you having, just for the record, I'm having the absolute time of my life. So thank you. For our guests that are tuned into the chat room, we would absolutely love if you could participate in some of the chat room discussion, but you would have to sign up for an account with Blog Talk Radio. It's very, very simple, but you can do that because as the show grows, the show is growing. We're doing new things. We're going to be doing greater things this year, and we have a couple of wonderful, wonderful events coming up. We have other people that we also do things in collaboration with, like Mr. Howard Scott and some of the wonderful things he's doing in the city of Newark and also Philadelphia and places where he also speaks. And we also have Ms. Adele Foster and her wonderful program that she's going to come on and talk about the phenomenal speaker. And that is so hot. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, brand new, that has never been done before in this country, if not the world. It has never been done before, and she's doing it. It is super duper hot, and you don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you tune in to this show each and every day because you want to find out exactly what that is. Don't forget, I will be at the Jackson branch of the Ocean County Library on Saturday. That's January the 15th from 1 to 3 of their promoting my new lecture series entitled Motivating Women to Succeed in Life. That's a lecture series that I'm going to be speaking at different libraries around the country, Motivating Women to Succeed in Life. We're going to be there at the Jackson Library, and it's in Jackson. It's the Jackson branch of the Ocean County Library. That's a little south New Jersey from the Newark area, that area. And yes, you are welcome, Miss Adele. You are welcome, Mr. Paul. You are welcome. And again, go and get his audiobook. I mean, if you never got a chance to really get into James Bond, well, you didn't miss out because it's back. You can get in. And I tell you, it's absolutely entertaining. He will definitely, definitely entertain you. You will be entertained. We have an event coming up March 12th for all of you book lovers and you readers who want to be self-published. And also, yes, Adele, thank you for reminding me about our self-publishing. Yes, we have a self-publishing webinar that we're offering online. We will have the information. I will have the flyer information for you tomorrow. The seminar will start this Wednesday. Okay. This Wednesday or next Wednesday. I think it's going to start Wednesday, which is tomorrow. You don't want to miss this webinar. You're going to get your book. You're going to find out how to get your book into print. Your book, you want to write your book, you want to get your book done. I know many of you have told me that you want a book. I'm working with some of you. Adele's been working with some of you. So Adele and I have decided to team up to offer. We were both offering self-publishing seminars, and we figured, well, let's team up and do it together. Okay, so we're collaborating on that project to help you get your book done, and you will be able to. So you'll get all the information. I have most of you's email. If you want to email me, I will have the flyer on my Facebook page. I will have the flyer there. She will also have the flyer on her Facebook page. That's Adele, A-D-E-L-E. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for some of you. For some of you, it's only been a dream. Well, we're going to show you how to take your dream and make it a reality. Some of you, we know, all of you have a book in you. But how many of you actually want to get that book from your heart into their hands, from a manuscript into an actual book where people are sitting on the train, on the bus, at home, actually reading your book? Or you might want to make it an e-book. You can do that. And you can also, you know, I'm sure by the time we get through getting some tips and tools from Mr. Paul Carazzi, it'll be an audiobook. So we have many, many ways for you to get your book done. So this is a brand new self-publishing webinar that you're going to be able to take part in. And I will have information there for you today so you can register for that. You can register for that webinar, and I will have information, all that you're going to get for your registration fee. And so you will be able to see that. Also, welcome to those of you. Welcome, Miss Virginia, Dancy in the chat room. Welcome, 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 Tina. Welcome, Miss Kelly. Good morning. I know you can't talk because sometimes you're at work and you're just listening. Welcome, and I thank all of you for tuning in to my interview last night with the awesome, awesome show host, Ms. Joaquina. Please go to her page, support her. We typed her page in the chat room, so please go there and please, please, please support her. Also, I want you to know that the Releasing Your Inner Power, that's the conference and the retreat that we do, is going to Greensboro, North Carolina. They are working on it now. We've chosen a date in June. It is coming there. So, ladies, get ready. Get your people in that area ready. We are coming to North Carolina to empower, to motivate. I will also be going to Atlanta March. Actually, I'm going to Atlanta March the 18th, the 18th and 19th to motivate some women there. We will be at an empowerment. See, this is how your purpose and your destiny will choose you. You know, a lot of people say, oh, how do I find my purpose? How do I find my purpose? Well, you find your purpose by utilizing all the things that you have available to you, like how Moses had to use what was in his hand. Well, you have to use what's closest to you. You don't have to reach way over there sometimes to get it. You just have to use what you have right there. And as you're operating, your purpose was being unfolded. You have to evolve. I'll never forget this man. I don't remember his name, but I remember him. And he did a motivational workshop for us at Essex County College. And that was his main key was, you know, he said, he told me this was, now this is going back 6 years ago. He said, Lalisa, you just have to evolve. It's, you know, some people are looking for things to happen overnight, and it's not that they can't, but you come out better seeing your success and your greatness as an evolution. It's evolving. It's a little bit over time, and it's getting bigger and greater as it's going along. And because think about it, if God was to dump everything on us that we sometimes ask for, we wouldn't be able to handle it. We'd collapse from the weight of it all. So he's so loving. He doesn't do that to us. So he lets us get a little bit, you know, what we can handle. He said he'll never put more on us than we can bear. So a lot of times we're asking God, why didn't we get something yet? It's like God is answering back because you're not ready yet. Because if I was to give that to you, you'd collapse. You wouldn't be able to handle it. The stress of it, the maintenance of it, the upkeep of it, the managing it, the mastering it, you wouldn't be able to handle it. So we have to learn how to evolve and go a little bit at a time. So, but here we will be going down to, so here my purpose unfolded in front of me, and that's really to empower women and to help women succeed in life. Now, am I the only person out there doing it? No, but I have a particular brand of doing it. So I have a particular brand. So all the people that want Campbell's are going to get, you know, that brand, or people who want the Van Camp, they're all getting pork and beans. But some people want Bush, some people want Campbell, some people want, you know, Kroger brand, some people want ShopRite brand, some people want Pathmark brand. You know, everybody's got their brand. And that's the same thing. I'm not the only person out there to empower and inspire and motivate women, and neither are you. Some people think they're like they're the only thing. You're not. But what you are, you have a unique brand. And some people will want your brand, some people will want his brand, some people will want their brand. We have to learn how to share the stage. And that's something that, like, that's like a whole other show. But that's an area that is not always maybe touched on sometimes. But we don't do that very well, share the stage. And do this. When I say we, I don't mean you, we per se, but sometimes I do. But we got to get better at that. You know, you remember the skater people, I can't think, Nancy Kerrigan or something. And she was so jealous of the girl that she tripped her, and the girl broke her ankle or something, and couldn't skate. You know, they were competing for championship skating, and then they, you know, they turned it into, it was real life, and they turned it into a movie and all that. Nancy Kerrigan, I think she was the one who actually got hurt. But people are like that. And then you've seen something happen, I think, with Brandy when she was going to be American Idol or something happened. But these things can happen. But we have to learn how to share the stage with others. And so, you know, I is very close to my heart and very dear to my heart. So sometimes people, you know, they probably say, oh, you know, Lisa helping this person and that person. That's because I always have this little voice in the back of my head saying, share, share, share. And I just know it's the voice of the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for it. You know, the Holy Spirit is reminding me, okay, honey, it's not about you. Share, share, share. And so sometimes it can seem like I'm actually giving away a lot or too much. But that's because of that little voice, and I'm scared. I'm scared not to, right? Because you're like, okay, I got to, you know. We got to share the stage. Share with other people. So that's why we try to create these various events for individuals. And that's why on March the 12th, I know you got to have a lot of dates to keep up with me. Maybe I'll mail all of you a calendar and purchase a calendar for you. You've got to come March 1st, the first Northeast International Christian Writer and Publisher Conference, Convention. You got to be there at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, March 12th, all day, 9 to 3. You got to be there. But it starts with, if you're really serious about your writing, you definitely want to come to the webinar on tomorrow, Wednesday. Definitely please email me. Send me your email address and I will send you information or check Facebook. And, okay, any questions? We have about 2 minutes left to the show. Any questions? Oh, yes, Got Motivation said in the chat room, despise not the small beginnings. Thank you so much. Okay, yes, Patricia, you're right. You will find your purpose by using what is close to you. And then Pat said, have to take the kids to school. Okay, we'll tell them to have a great, awesome, powerful day at school today. And Mr. Versi Walker is right here on the Coastal Lisa. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah, don't forget, right, tomorrow, Mr. Versi Walker will be right here. Don't forget to go to the WLKstat.com website. And Mr. Howard has some wonderful opportunities there for you to support that event. They have a beautiful, beautiful ad journal that they're doing that's going to be a souvenir journal, absolutely gorgeous. You can also purchase a brick to the foundation and many other things that you can do. It's been great. It's been real. I have a couple of interviews coming up this week right here on one interview this week. And next week I have another interview on a Blog Talk Radio, two Blog Talk Radio shows. So as soon as I get the, I know one is Dr. Empowerment. I will be a guest on her show, and I will get the dates and times. I would love for you to come and support and tune in if you're able. And also there's another woman. She has the Empowered Christian Woman radio show also right here on Blog Talk Radio. I will also be a guest on her show, so we would love to have you visit those shows as well, and also tune in to my interview. And we have just 90 seconds left. It's been great. It's been real. And remember, and don't forget, that your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Have a great and wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.